Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
No empty words, no white lies, no token prayers, no compromise.
Isaiah chapter 9, we'll be reading from verse 6. Just a quick reminder on this coming Sunday, we are here. Hallelujah. Church does not close. Amen. Even though many have traveled, we are still here. Are you listening to me? And on the 31st of this month, we are still here. Are you listening to me? We will announce the time on Sunday, what time that service will start. It will be a first of its kind for Healing Fire Ministries where we cross over in church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's good to cross over to the new year in church.
Amen.
You start your new year with the Lord. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Instead of starting the new year with Jobe and what have you. What is the latest song now?
Jerusalem.
Is that the one that's going to win? How do they say again? Song of the year. Is that the one? Which one? Or is they still going to choose? It's better to be in church.
Amen.
And establish our love for God.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. You know, I was reading recently the book of Leviticus, and I bumped into a certain scripture. And God said to Moses, tell the children of Israel that they will not just eat any kinds of meat. Do you understand? God instructed them to eat certain types of food. And God instructed them that, you know, if you are going to make a sacrifice unto him, that sacrifice must be made at a certain place, not anywhere, but at a certain place. Do you understand?
Amen.
And God said, so that my people will not sacrifice unto devils. What a shock. It made me realize that any sacrifice that you make that is not of God is devilish. I knew you won't say amen. It's okay.
Amen.
Any sacrifice that you make that is not directed to God, not inspired by God, is devilish. You are sacrificing to devils. Paul, do you want to sacrifice to Satan? And say, oh, Satan, I love you. So I've come to realize that in life, at times, we do things not knowing and understanding the consequences of what we are doing. Many a times, we give honor to the devil without us knowing. And I was reading about tattoos in the Bible, in the book of Leviticus. I always knew tattoos are not good. But I realized that back then, the reason why people did tattoos was to worship the dead. So people are busy drawing themselves, worshiping the dead without them knowing. Oh, Jesus. So I'm saying all of this to encourage you to come on the 31st. Because any sacrifice that you make to go sleep and be dancing the whole night, you don't know what you are worshiping unawares. Lord, I knew your church won't say amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are many, many things that are happening in this life that are producing consequences that are not good. But because of our ignorance, we keep doing certain things that are killing us. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, God said to Adam, because of what you have done, the earth is cursed for your sake. It says, because of what you have done, from today the earth will start resisting you. The earth will start fighting you. Then this other guy called Cain killed his brother Abel. Then God came to him and said, where's your brother? And said, why are you asking me? Am I my brother's keeper? Then God says, I hear a cry from the ground. The blood of your brother is crying unto me. And God said, because you have done this, the earth is cursed. And will start resisting you. Every time you sow, it will not yield her strength. So you realize that certain things that we do that seemingly seem innocent have consequences. Put your name and say consequences. Do you like consequences? Hey. And then in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, the Bible says, the whole chapter, God is talking about sexual immorality. He mentions it all. Any sexual immorality you can think of is in that chapter. Homosexuality. Have you ever heard of bestiality? People sleeping with animals. Hey. But what scares me the most is the consequence. The Bible says, because of that, the earth will spew you out. The earth will vomit you. When I read, I called my wife. My wife was not around. She had visited. I said, when we come back, we have to pray some dangerous prayers because of what I've been reading in the Bible. And we prayed and we said, Lord, we pray for a divine exemption. Because I realized that because of the sin of Adam and Eve, all of us are suffering. So I realized that because of where you live and because of the people who surround you, when judgment comes and when the consequence comes, it affects everyone. So we prayed and we said, Lord, we ask for divine exemption. Exempt us from the judgment of the sins that happen in Naumapias, in the sins that happen in South Africa, in the sins that happen in the world. Because when the earth starts vomiting, may we be exempted. Amen. Your amen is not blessing me.
Amen.
Moses said, if I be a man of God, you will not die a normal death today. The earth will open its mouth and swallow you. And I realized the earth quaking, earthquakes, volcanoes, harsh weather that we are experiencing lately is a result of the earth responding to the sinful nature of man. So, oh Lord, exempt us. And also it has made me realize of the importance of intercession.
Amen.
Intercession. If we don't pray, if we don't pray for our leaders, if we don't pray for those who are in government, who don't believe in God, who will go and make sacrifices to ancestors and put the country under ancestors. Only God knows the consequences for these things. If God would judge Israel, how much more even people who don't know God? I don't know why I'm saying these things I'm saying. But come with me to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. It's not a time for serious messages now. It's Christmas. Push and ever say Christmas, Christmas. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for God and thank him. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Are you there? The Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Amen.
Amen.
So this is the reason why we have gathered here today. We have gathered here in thanksgiving and in gratitude that God has sent his son for the forgiveness of our sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you give me a little bit more volume? We have gathered here because of the fulfillment of prophecy. God spoke it over 400 years ago before Jesus was born to Isaiah. And from the book of Matthew, we see the fulfillment of scripture, where indeed the Son of God was incarnated. In other words, he clothed himself in flesh and he was born from a virgin mother. And the reason for all this was for you and I, so that we may be forgiven of our sins.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." In case someone here says, "But Pastor, I'm a good guy." Hey, careful. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the destiny of the sinner, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59, that God is not blind that he cannot see, nor is he deaf that he cannot hear, nor is his hand short that he cannot save. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. So sin separates us from God, eternal separation from God, if it is not repented of. Are you listening to me? In other words, as sinners, we were destined for eternal flames, hell, the hellings. That was our destiny. But God, because of his love for us, and because of he doesn't just love us, but he loves us passionately, he made a way for us, sent his only begotten son to come and die for you and me, so that we don't have to be separated from him anymore, but we can be he can be our father, and we can be his children, and be with him for all eternity. So today, for 2 minutes, I want us to talk about lessons that we can learn from the birth of Christ. Hallelujah. And we're going to learn one essential lesson, something that comes out strongly, and that is the lesson of forgiveness. Can I hear somebody say forgiveness?
Forgiveness.
Hallelujah. So I pray that today you will teach your heart to be forgiving, to forgive. You must develop the nature and character of a forgiving person. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, come with me to the book of John chapter 3 and verse 16. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Are you there? The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So the first thing that we learn from that scripture is that forgiveness is birthed out of love. Forgiveness is birthed out of love. If you don't have love, and more especially the love of God, you cannot forgive. So you must be a loving person. Choose to be like your God and like your Savior, Jesus Christ, who, regardless of all the sins that we commit and continually commit, He forgives us.
Amen.
In 1 John chapter 1, the Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us. So even now, after He came and died and resurrected from the dead and is seated at the right hand side of God, we still sin. But He says, if we confess, say, Lord, I've done wrong. And I'm sorry. The Bible says, if you do that, He will faithfully forgive you. And not only that, but He will wash you clean. Wash you clean.
Amen.
You know, the thing about being forgiven is when you have done something wrong, there's this guilt that you feel. And especially towards God, sometimes when you want to worship, bow down and you remember. And then your hand starts, you know, coming down. It's because the guilt is working. But when He forgives you, He deals with that guilt. So that even though you have done wrong, you know that you know He has forgiven you. Even though the devil can say, who's lifting up their hands? You will lift them up freely because you know He has cleansed you and washed you clean and dealt with that issue of guilt. Hallelujah. I think you need to put your hands together for Jesus. I don't know about you, but this fellow standing here does not deserve to lift his hands to a holy God. But my ability to do so comes from the knowledge that I have inside that He has forgiven me and that I am His son. He has washed me clean. I'm a brand new person. And He has done so because He loves me. Not because I've done anything, but because He loves me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, first and foremost, you must understand that forgiveness is a byproduct of love. It is because of God's love for us that He has forgiven us. Hallelujah. If you can't forgive somebody, it means you never love them in the first place. You never love them. If you truly love that individual, that love will not allow you to rest until you say, okay, fine, I forgive you. I forgive you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two. We have to initiate forgiveness for our own sakes. Initiate forgiveness for our own sakes. Now, you will note in John chapter 3 verse 16, when God was sending His son, it's not that men were kneeling down and saying, God, please forgive us. Please, Lord, we are sorry. Lord, please forgive us. We were busy sinning as usual. But God decided by Himself, regardless of whether we were asking for it or not, to send His Son for our forgiveness. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So even though we had done God wrong, He initiated everything. He started it so that we can be forgiven. Many people cannot forgive. They say, He must come to me first.
must come to me first. She must come to me first. Why must I go to him? Why must I go to her? On trial, man. But God didn't behave like that. He initiated everything.
Amen.
He started everything.
Amen.
He began everything.
Amen.
Some of us, we were so ignorant, more especially me, that I didn't even know that I needed to ask God for forgiveness. I was enjoying my sins. Sins are nice, I tell you. That's why the Bible says that Moses, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 before I misquote the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 23. Are you there?
Amen.
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy what?
The pleasures.
Are you here?
Amen.
Is it in your Bible?
Amen.
Then to enjoy what?
The pleasure, of
pleasure is something nice, I tell you. Sin is pleasurable. Hallelujah. So I was enjoying my sins. I had no idea that I needed to be forgiven of anything. But God decided to initiate and start everything. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus and thank him for that. Amen. So I thank God that he initiated everything. He decided by his own self that let me send my son so that I can forgive the people of earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you not happy he did so?
Yes.
Now come to Isaiah 43. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 25. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 25. Hey! Will you not agree sins are nice? Don't act diplomatic in the church. Hey! I remember some years ago when I was a small, younger boy, my friends used to smoke Zol. Pachiki pachanker. And they say scape, or how, I don't know what you say, but they gave it to me. Puff and pass. And I pulled. I said, hey, this thing is nice, young. It's nice, I tell you. And that's why it's so difficult to leave them. Because they are enjoyable. But like I say, everything has consequences. The fact that it's nice doesn't mean that it is right. And does not mean that it's not killing you. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Are you in Isaiah 43?
Amen.
Verse 25.
The Bible says, I, even I, this is God speaking. It says, I, even I, am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. He says, I erase your sins for my sake. Not for you. For my sake. And I think that's a good lesson there. When someone has done you wrong, it is more advantageous to you to forgive. Because when you forgive, it brings some kind of healing. For my own sake. If you don't forgive, you can become mad. You wake up, you say, you see that the unforgiveness is even eating your sleep. If you are not careful, you will go into the realm of madness. But forgiveness is not just necessary for the person you are forgiving, but it is necessary for you, the forgiver. God says, I blot out thy transgression for my own sake. So it doesn't help you to harbor unforgiveness. It doesn't help you to be bitter. It doesn't help you to always be angry. Learn to forgive for yourself. Amen. So that you can be sane. Amen. So that you can wake up and enjoy your life. Amen. And keep moving forward. And keep pressing on. You know, some people, you know, most pain happens in relationships. Most pain. And many people were hurt by one individual or another. And as God now gives them a proper person, they will make the person suffer because of the other people that have made them suffer. And even if the person is sane, no problem that is giving you. But because you have been so hurt and you are still holding on to that hurt, you'll be calling every 5 minutes. Where are you? What are you doing? Who's that person coughing there? Who's that person coughing? One day I was in a taxi some years ago, and a guy called his girlfriend. And the guy said, where are you? Where is that place? Why is there so much noise there? Why? He wanted to find out. I tell you. So for you to be sane, for you to enjoy your life, for you to have peace, learn to forgive for yourself. For who? For yourself. Every time you see a person, and you just become bitter. Now you're walking with people and they wonder, and then what has happened? Are you okay? Quiet, quiet. You spoil the atmosphere for everyone. Learn to forgive for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. I think that alone deserves a hand. Because many people are harboring the pain. Some people, that pain has become a friend. And they are using the pain to protect themselves. And because of that pain, they won't let anyone in. Because letting someone in is taking the risk of being hurt again. Some people have decided that everyone is bad. Everyone is bad.
everyone. Everyone. So the only thing they trust is that pain that they once experienced. And it's like they just walk with it like this. Learn to forgive for yourself.
Amen.
Otherwise, you will stop living. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Number three, I want to be finished at 11 exactly. Initiate forgiveness for your relationship with God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Initiate forgiveness for the sake of your relationship with God. Matthew chapter 9, sorry, chapter 6 from verse 9. Are you there? After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we what? In other words, Lord, forgive me only if I forgive. If I don't forgive, then I cannot be forgiven. So unforgiveness becomes a wall between you and God. It becomes a resistance that is fighting your relationship with God. So if you want to continually enjoy your relationship with God, I realize every now and then, if my wife and I have a little argument, you see, hey, Mom Ruth, ah, Linda Tim Ruth, do you also fight? If you don't argue, you are not human. So sometimes, if we have a little argument and now I want to pray, I will realize that my mind is in that argument. Sometimes I'm praying for an hour, but the whole hour, I'm thinking about what has happened. And you realize that unforgiveness resists your relationship with God. So if you want to be continually close to God, enjoying His presence, you need to forgive. It says, forgive us as we forgive. As we forgive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah. Do you want to be close to God?
Amen.
Do you want to have a relationship with God?
Amen.
Learn to forgive. Number four. Forgiveness should be initiated both ways. Forgiveness should be initiated both ways. I'll explain what I mean. Come to Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 23. Are you there? The Bible says, therefore, if thou bring a gift to the altar, in other words, if you are bringing a gift to God, in today's time, most of our gifts are in the form of offerings. Do you understand? So if you are bringing a gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you. Verse 24 says, leave there thy gift before the altar, go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer your gift. In other words, you are about to offer a gift to God. Then you remember that your brother felt offended by you. Not that they offended you. You did something wrong against them. The Bible says, stop right there. Go back to your brother and say, look, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I wasn't aware that when I said this, it was going to hurt you. I'm sorry. But when your brother says, okay, no, it's fine. I understand where you come from. Then you can come back to God and say, God, here's my gift. Then that gift will be accepted. Amen. So you are the one who has made the mistake. You must initiate the forgiveness. Take the first step. And listen to me.
Amen.
Now come to Matthew chapter 18. And verse 15. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15. The Bible says, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, this time it's your brother who's making the mistake. Go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained a brother. In other words, when someone has done something wrong to you, don't just keep quiet and be bitter and be angry and have grudges. Some people have 10-year-old grudges, 20-year-old bitterness. You say, what's wrong? I'm fine. Oh. But your face, your demeanor, everything is telling us you are not fine. But you are saying, I'm fine. The Bible says, go to your brother and tell them that what you did, I did not like. Then you will have a brother. So the one who has been wrong must also take the initiative.
Amen.
To fix that wrong.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, people have suffered pain on the earth. One of our daughters here in the church told us that someone from the family molested them. Imagine. Someone from their own family. Would that not make you have pain? Will that not make you suffer? But for your own sake, decide to forgive.
Amen.
Initiate the forgiveness. Sometimes it's not a matter of going to say, look, okay, I forgive you, all right? It's okay. Sometimes it's the thing that must happen in your heart.
Amen.
So this person has done me wrong. It's okay. I release them from my heart.
Amen.
I forgive them.
Amen.
When you see them, you don't feel like crying. Oh, what's wrong? Sharp. Oh. People will shock you. But in your own personal space, you can talk to yourself and you can say, this thing, indeed it has hurt me. I'm in pain. But for my own self, so that I can continue living, so that I can have success in my life, I decide to forgive this person.
Amen.
I decide to let go of this pain.
Amen.
I decide. Some years ago, you know, when you read the Bible and you are not moved by the Bible, you are not reading it. Some years ago, I was reading the Bible, and I bumped into some of these scriptures. It knocked my heart, because I realized that I had some resentment against some people. When I saw them, I felt like I can just go beat them. And it knocked me. So first and foremost, I said, God, I'm sorry. Listen, the people have hurt me. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. That was the first thing I did. The second thing I did is I started writing down all the people that I had some kind of grudge and bitterness against them. And took my phone and started writing messages. And I said, look, on this day, this and this happened. It hurt me. But today, I release you. I forgive you. I'm sure the people were surprised. And then, because some people don't even know that they've hurt you. But I just started sending the SMS. I wanted to call, but sometimes calling is not so easy. So I just sent the SMSs. Some responded, some didn't respond. I didn't do it for them. I did it for myself. And I've moved on. I've even forgotten the things that I was angry about. Because I learned to forgive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So learn to initiate the forgiveness, regardless of whether you are the one who did wrong or something wrong has been done against you. Amen.
Amen.
What do you think? Let me give you the last one for today. Number 5. To forgive does not mean you must be foolish. To forgive does not mean you must be foolish. John chapter 3, in fact, let's just go. Revelations chapter 21, verse 23. Revelations chapter 21 from verse 23. Revelations chapter 21 from verse 23. Are you there? The Bible says, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations in it. Verse 27 is what we're looking for. And they shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God has forgiven all of us. All of us has forgiven us.
Amen.
He has loved us unconditionally. He cares for us. He loves us with passion.
Amen.
And any mistake we have done, He has forgiven. Especially that day that you said you stood and repented and got born again. That day, you were forgiven. And the nice thing about God, He doesn't just forgive, but He says, I have blotted out your transgression. In other words, I will even forget what you have done. Some people, they say, okay, I forgive you. Then you do something wrong. They say, I knew it. I knew it. Then they will remind you of all your previous mistakes. Remember that day you were wearing an orange t-shirt with stripes? that day. But God, the way He forgives, He even forgets. One man of God was praying and he was saying, Lord, I'm sorry about that thing. And God said, I don't know what you are talking about. Because I forgive and I forget.
Amen.
But here in Revelations, He says, not everyone will enter into that city, which is the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone. In other words, I can forgive you, but if you still, I do not owe you to enter into my space. I put you into my space of trust, then you come and play around again. Some people, you forgive them, but you can see that there's no remorse. They don't feel like I've done anything wrong. Then why will you allow them to that space again so that you can be replay the hurt? You can forgive in your heart. Okay, you've done this to me. It's okay. I forgive you. But for you to come close again, you have to prove and show yourself that you yourself have repented. Otherwise, I will not allow you into my space. Many people forgive, they get hurt again. Forgive, get hurt again. Forgive, they... When will you learn yourself? One day I went to a certain family. I remember I told you last week where when I was walking, there were shoutings and screamings. So when I walked in, what had happened is that the lady at that time was the breadwinner. And so she had gone to work. And she started developing pink eye. So her boss said, look, go to the doctor and go home. So she came back home earlier than usual. And as she walked into her home, there was the Stevovo. Sitting nicely, comfortably with a certain other sister from God knows where. Hugging and laughing. Hey, nice time. So when the woman walked into the house, she became Jackie Chan. And she kicked out this Susan lady. If your name is Susan, we're not talking about you. Another Susan. So when I came, after they finished fighting, when I came, I was trying to understand what was going on. The lady said to me, ask him what he did. Ask him what he did. And the guy was just quiet. Because I was the lady's pastor. The guy was not my church member. And then the lady said to me, I explained the story. I came back from work. Pastor, look at my eye. Indeed, her eyes were pink. And so when I came here, this is what I found. Then the guy said to me, do you know what the guy said to me? The guy said, don't worry about her. I can handle her. When I heard that, I realized that the guy is going to keep on keeping on. Lo and behold, not long after, he did what he does best. So some people, you can forgive them, but it doesn't mean that allow them again into your space. Forgiveness does not mean you have to be a fool. Forgiveness does not mean that you have to be continually crying. Your story is tears. Every time you are crying. Every time before you sleep, you are crying. Because you keep allowing someone who doesn't like you, someone who hates you, someone who doesn't appreciate you, someone who doesn't value you, you keep bringing them to your space. You keep bringing them to your space. When will you also learn? Forgiveness does not mean you have to become a fool. You can forgive. It's no longer bitterness in your heart. It's no longer hurting you. It's no longer painful. But you are forgiven and you move on. And the person, if they want to come back to that space again, they have to earn the trust. If you don't trust them anymore, it's their baby. They have to prove that we are worthy of being trusted again. We see with God, he says, everyone is welcome to this city, but, even though I've forgiven you, if you decide to continue being a liar, not here. Lie there, not here. Push your neighbor and say, lie there. Not here. Not here. Here we don't accompany with liars. You know, some people lie. Even when there's no reason to lie, they will lie. Just for the sake of lying. Sometimes it's unbelievable how people will lie. Church members are even anointed in lying. Sometimes people will lie to me. I say to Mom Ruth, hey, look at this person lying to me. Lying live. It's only that we have learned to forgive. Even though you are lying to us, we just keep moving on. Hey! Ask your neighbor, are you not tired of being a fool? Are you not tired of being hurt? What are they saying? Hallelujah. Many people are in such relationships where they keep getting hurt. You know, there are people that even when they call me, I'm even afraid to answer their phone. Because they keep presenting the same problem. It never goes away. No matter how I can pray, no matter how I can fast. You also must learn, if someone is continually hurting you without showing any feeling of remorse, without any sign of change, what can I, even God cannot change that person. So as a pastor, I end up saying, yeah, ne? Yeah. No, it shall be well. it shall be well. You know, my pastor, and I'm close with this, my pastor, you see, this story that I just told you with the lady with the pink eye and so on, I went and told my pastor back then, and I said, Pastor, here's the situation. And my pastor said to me, he said, don't ever tell the lady to leave the guy. I said, but Pastor, it's an obvious lunch bar. This one you don't need to think about. And my pastor said, don't. Because what will happen is that tomorrow they will reconcile and then they will talk to each other and say, hey, do you know my pastor said I must leave you? Lo and behold, that lady and that guy, again, they were close like that. You know, sometimes when the people come and tell you the story, Pastor, I'm tired. And you also feel for them. Yeah, no, sister, leave this guy. Hey! Tomorrow, you see them walking nicely. Lovey-dovey, walking nicely. Hey! After you said, leave him. And I said, this was wisdom. Because certain people don't learn. They don't learn. That's why these days I just say, yeah, ne? Yeah, no, it is well. It is well. If you don't learn from my preaching here, then I don't know what to say to you. As I'm preaching, I'm talking to your situation. Amen. Learn.
so that you can have joy in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is what we learn from the coming of Jesus Christ and from God's interaction with us. He forgave us. He initiated it. He started it. He didn't just do it for us, but he also did it for himself. But even though he has forgiven us, if you want to be close to him, you have to repent.
Amen.
Otherwise, when the trumpet sounds, or when your time lapses on the earth, if you do not repent, he will not allow you into his space.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Let's rise to our feet. As I close, perhaps you are here today and you are not born again. The way to receive the forgiveness of God is by believing in his Son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and personal Savior. When you accept Jesus, that is how you accept the forgiveness of God. And that is when he cleanses you and removes the feeling of guilt and gives you his Spirit so that you will know that he is your Father and that he loves you. Perhaps you are here today, somebody invited you, or you felt like coming yourself. You are not born again, and you are saying, Pastor, I heard the word. I want to be born again. I want to receive Jesus into my heart. I want to accept him as my Lord and as my Savior. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand, and I'll pray with you. Every eye closed. This is not between you and your person sitting next to you, but this is just between you and the Lord. You've heard the message, you want to be born again, you want to receive Jesus, you want the forgiveness of God. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. I'll give somebody one more chance. I see that hand. You want the forgiveness of God, you want to be born again. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Father, I thank you for the hand that is lifted up. A young man who is coming to you. Lord, accept him and fill him with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Those young men at the back there, come to the front. Let me pray with you. Put your hands together for them.
Let it rain. Let it rain.
Hallelujah. Today, three young men are receiving Jesus. You didn't put your hands together well for Jesus. I want to pray for you, and I want you to repeat this prayer after me. By the time you are finished, you will be born again. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Lift up your hands to Jesus. The whole congregation can join us. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I thank you.
For coming to this earth
to die for me.
Lord, I believe
that you are the Son of God.